And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is so lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. GQ, how are you going?
Morning, Jo. I'm really, really well. Terrific to see you.
Yes, and welcome back, Sally Overmeter.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you, Sal.
Oh, well, and great to be with you on this, the shortest day of the year. Will you be lighting fires and singing and dancing in celebration of the winter solstice?
You wouldn't be allowed to do that in Sydney. And look, I just crave those days. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago of raking up the leaves, standing up, talking to the neighbours, lighting it. Getting to know your neighbours.
Not great for our carbon footprint, GQ.
But you get to know your neighbours. You've got to get it in balance, Sal, haven't you?
I'm more about, getting together over a bit of banana bread that I've baked in the oven.
Nice.
Happy to get to know the neighbours that way. I'm quite enjoying the whole winter buckling down, even though I know we've had lockdown and we sort of felt like we were being forced into a scenario we didn't like. And now as restrictions start to ease, I've found myself actually thinking, there was parts of that I quite liked, the slower part of life. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, which bits of those do I want to take as we sort of slowly resume our old ways?
Well, I would happily join you with some banana bread.
Yes, if that's, just call.
If that's on
we'll
officer.
Be around.
Come on over. Yeah.
Now, we have a very busy hour ahead of us. Katrina Rowntree from Nine's Getaway will join us. She's been dubbed Australia's most travelled woman. And we'll find out how she's managing not travelling, perhaps, and how she keeps so fit and healthy while working, raising two boys, and being a farmer's wife. In our A to Z of Vitamins, we'll look at Austolin Kids Milk Calcium. But a lot of our focus today will be on bowel cancer because it is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. In a moment, we'll be joined by Bowel Cancer Australia Director and leading colorectal cancer surgeon, Dr. Graham Newstead. But it is such an important conversation because Australia has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world. One in 13 Australians will develop the disease in their lifetime, and it is Australia's second deadliest cancer. And what is so sad about that is, with early detection, it is easily treated.
I think some of the saddest words, and Sal, you've been down this pathway, but
yes,
some of the saddest words you would ever be told, particularly when you're young, and if we're specific about bowel cancer, is you have bowel cancer. Mm. And I think your world, when you got that news, Sal, at the time, were you on your own or did you have Marcus with you?
They actually organised for Marcus to come down before they told me. They obviously knew.
Yes.
And they asked for Marcus to come down.
Yeah.
And weirdly, at that point, I still didn't think anything was wrong because I had no family history and I was young.
Yes.
So in my mind, that just wasn't on my radar.
Yes.
That was just something that happened to people who were older.
Old. Yes.
That just wasn't. So when they said it, it's so strange. It's like the world stops and you can hear them speaking, but you can no longer hear anymore. And it's the most sickening, sickening feeling.
Mm.
It's the only thing I can describe it as. And I remember, I think the first thing I said was, will I die?
Yes. Mm.
Because that's what you think.
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
And, it's horrendous, and
yes,
I don't wish it on anyone.
No.
No, and I suppose the conversation today is around embracing the messages that our body tells us, to always be really vigilant with your health. And in and around bowel cancer, I mean, my naughty husband turned 50 in December, and he's had that very special gift that you get from the government in the mail, that screening test in the drawer.
Yes.
Since then, until finally this week, I just said, that is it.
Right.
Go and do the test.
You spoke severely to him?
I always do.
Yeah, I know that.
More severely.
Yes, but this time he actually took notice.
But, you know, we have this incredible gift from the government. You must do the bowel cancer screening test if it is there. Dr. Graham Newstead will empower us with all the knowledge we need to protect ourselves against bowel cancer. But the other reason it's important we talk about it is it's often regarded as an old person's disease because it does affect people over the age of 50, but it's on the rise among young Australians. Rates of bowel cancer have increased by almost 10% in people under 50 since the 90s. And believe it or not, it's the most common cause of cancer deaths in Aussies aged 25 to 29, and along with brain cancer, those aged 30 to 34. So we're going to be joined by a young woman, Sarah Foster, who was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer 2 years ago at only 33. And similar to you, I think, so it just was not on her radar as well. Can you imagine the shock that you would feel when you're fit and seemingly healthy? Sarah will join us and share her story. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131873. If you need help with your health today, perhaps it's immunity, energy, pain management, whatever it might be, give us a call with your questions, 131873. Next, what are the early signs of bowel cancer and how can we keep our bowels healthy? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Tired of swallowing large tablets? Try Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies, a great tasting way to get your daily vitamin boost. Support your general health and well-being with Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies from Chemist Warehouse. It's the easy and enjoyable way to stay healthy. Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies range starts from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131873, with your questions for your health. But first, Australia has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world. It's one of our most common cancers, especially for people over 50. But the good news is when detected early, 90% of cases can be successfully treated. So to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Graham Newstead, Director, Bowel Cancer Australia and leading colorectal cancer surgeon. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Sally, Joe, Gerald.
Morning, Graham.
Graham, who is most at risk of bowel cancer?
All of us. When I was a medical student, we used to think that it was a disease of the 60s and 70s, more in males than females. We're living longer than 70 now, but we're also, unfortunately, getting the cancers early. So of the 15,500 who get a bowel cancer each year, exactly 9%, about 1 in 10 of us, are under the age of 50.
Wow.
So what are the risk factors then, Graham?
Well, the risk factors are possibly the general factors that are relevant in all these situations, like obesity, lack of exercise, diabetes, etc. And they're the more general terms. But specifically, if you have a strong family history of somebody close to you that's had bowel cancer, it puts your risks up. The other thing is, of course, that the foods we eat may be relevant, and that may account for the fact that so many younger people are getting bowel cancer these days. People born in 1990 and onwards now have double the risk of colon cancer and quadruple, four times the risk of rectal cancer, that's the last bit of the large bowel, as compared with people born in 1950. So it's not good enough to just simply think, oh, I need to be wary of symptoms like bleeding or change in bowel habit. We have to also be just simply aware that a spot of blood, even on the paper when you're wiping, needs to be assessed and carefully checked to be sure that it's not something more important than, say, just hemorrhoids.
Graham, I know that one of your main drives is to have testing available for younger people, which is just wonderful, and hopefully common sense will prevail. But interestingly, the British Medical Journal late last year said that routine testing for bowel cancer should not be recommended for people aged 50 to 79 because for those at low risk, the benefit's small and uncertain and therefore potential harms. Now, that doesn't make sense, surely, does it, Graham?
Well, if you go to a GP in the National Health Service in the United Kingdom and say that I have a strong background family history of bowel cancer, they will not offer you a colonoscopy.
Okay.
But to say, but even worse, to say you shouldn't be screened because colonoscopy is a little more invasive, very important and relevant where appropriate, but at least doing the FIT or FOBT, which is fecal occult blood test, that's the test kit that the government send out in Australia to look for a spot of blood, which might be hidden and you might not see it. That's vital. Otherwise, all those 15,500 people are going to die from bowel cancer. So at least the death rate, even though it's still terribly significant, is not 15,500, it's 1,500. But still, if you compare 1,500 deaths from a disease which is preventable, the bowel cancers come from polyps and they grow slowly, so we've got time to find them. If you're looking for a disease which is preventable, then heavens above, you should be doing that. If you look at prostate, for example, most common in males, there is no pre-malignant condition. Hopefully it's found early and cured. The same applies to breast for women. With bowels, we have a pre-malignant condition we can find. Why would you not screen? And your comment, Cheryl, was they're suggesting not to do it at all. The important thing is that the government send it out in Australia wonderfully now every 2 years, not every 5 years, from 50 to 74. But what we would like is to see it from 45 and beyond 74, because one or two of us have managed to get beyond that age.
And doing it and doing it very well, Graham, let me just say.
Why did you assume that I was over 74?
You said us. I don't know. Graham, you mentioned obviously blood there, but what are the other symptoms that people need to look out for?
Traditionally, of course, most importantly, a change in your bowel habit that's longer than just the curry I ate last night. And also, of course, seeing blood yourself. They're the symptoms. And a change in bowel habit can mean a whole grab bag of things like bloating in the tummy, more frequent bowel actions, or the reverse, constipation, seeing blood mixed with the motion rather than just the spot on the paper when you're wiping, etc. So, and a crampy pain, that sort of thing. And, of course, weight loss is important, and so is weakness or tiredness, because when we lose a little bit of blood that's not obvious, but do it in a small amount for a long time, we will become anemic. And if we're anemic, we're going to be tired, a bit breathless going up the stairs. And then you have your blood count done and you're anemic and you've got to find a cause for that. And this is usually often the way they present.
Graham, let me ask you just quickly, the treatment for bowel cancer? Can you just run
treatment
us through that?
Treatment for bowel cancer is varied. If you have a large polyp with early cancer in it, burning it away through the colonoscope and removing it for pathology and often therefore clearing it if it's a very early stage is wonderful. Surgery, of course, then becomes the next thing and most common thing needed to do for established bowel cancer. And in 90% of cases that are stage one or early stage two, they're cured. So not only can we prevent the cancer, but we can actually cure it if we get it early. And there is very good evidence now to show that if with a positive test, the fecal occult blood test kit, if it's positive, but we delay colonoscopy for longer than 120 days, we show statistically significant evidence that it increases the stage of the cancer to stage three or four, and then we've lost the opportunity to cure the cancer rather than just be treating it.
So really the lesson there, of course, Graham, is to be vigilant and not complacent and not be embarrassed, I suppose.
And yes, that's absolutely right, to do the test.
Yes.
Because the tests are now, as I said, thanks to the government, after we've negotiated with them, they are sending the test kits every second year rather than every 5 years. Now, that means, don't forget, it's only checking for a bit of blood, and also, for the listeners, don't be concerned overly if it's a positive, because that just means you've got a bit of blood. It doesn't mean you've got cancer. And therefore, but you at least should get the colonoscopy. But the colonoscopy has then got to be offered early, as I've said. Yeah. But the important thing is to do the jolly test, because, bowels are yucky and we want to make a dinner table conversation. Please just do the test and send it back. It's really easy. Little dipstick in the toilet water. Only 40% of Australians are sending them back. Oh, we'd like 94%.
Yes, we can do better than that. Dr. Graham Newstead, we're speaking with Dr. Graham Newstead, who's Director of Bowel Cancer Australia. Graham, we have got a call from Robert from Doncaster, who has a question which my mum actually was asking me about the other day too.
Right.
Robert, hello.
Good morning, and thank you. Thank you to the professor and doctor, Graham, for the wise and clear advice. My father died of bowel cancer a few years ago. I go for regular checkups, including colonoscopies, which is great advice. But my question to the doctor is, about a week ago in The Age and the Sydney Herald, there was an article that says that taking an aspirin a day helped reduce the incidence of bowel cancer. Your thoughts,
yes,
please?
Yeah, it's not as simple as that. Thank you for the very good question. The aspirin initially started as a reducing agent. Chemically, it tends to reduce the number of polyps, or the rate of growth, I should say, of polyps. Normally, it takes about 5 years minimum for a polyp to grow to a cancer. And that's really good news, because that means we've got time to find them and it's not panic activity. However, that was in rats in laboratories. So, of course, the human trials started, and then there was information that maybe it slows up the rate of the polyps. This does not in any way replace the need for vigilance at a minimum for fecal occult blood testing, but certainly then if it's positive for a colonoscopy. So it's a good thing to consider. And don't forget, aspirin also was said to be a good thing, simply not only to reduce your risk of clots when you're flying, but also to reduce the incidence of a heart attack from a clot in the coronary arteries. Mm. Now, the best international study has shown a year or two ago that there was probably no difference in incidence of heart attacks and strokes by taking aspirin long term like that, except for the high risk people. And therefore, people stopped taking the aspirin. Now, if you take one aspirin a day, you probably won't do any harm, and that's the 100 milligram tablet, not the big one. So 100 milligrams a day may help reduce the incidence of growth of polyps and therefore the likelihood of cancer. But in your situation with a family history, please do not omit screening appropriately.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Graham Newstead, Director of Bowel Cancer Australia. Absolutely crucial information, and do stay vigilant. Fantastic advice. As Graham mentioned there, bowel cancer is on the rise in young people, and in just a moment we'll be speaking with Sarah Foster, a young woman who was diagnosed with bowel cancer at 33, to learn what advice she would give us towards that crucial early detection. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Tired of swallowing large tablets? Try Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies, a great tasting way to get your daily vitamin boost. Support your general health and well-being with Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies from Chemist Warehouse. It's the easy and enjoyable way to stay healthy. Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies range starts from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
To the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeier, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We'd love you to join the conversation on 131 873. But first, as we mentioned with Dr. Graeme Newstead a few minutes ago, bowel cancer is on the rise in young people. 1 in 11 people diagnosed with bowel cancer is under the age of 50, and it's the most common cause of cancer deaths in Aussies aged 25 to 29. Sarah Foster was 33, fit and seemingly healthy when she was diagnosed with incurable bowel cancer 2 years ago. Sarah's among a surprising number of young people battling the disease, and she joins us on the line. Sarah, thank you for sharing your story with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me to talk about it.
Sarah, at 33, I'm certain bowel cancer was the last thing you would have considered yourself at risk of. How did your diagnosis come about?
Yes, I just recently returned from living and working overseas in Vancouver, Canada. And I was a busy young woman working full-time, dating, socialising. I had noticed that I was becoming more and more tired, and I had unexplained weight loss and anemia. So those were the symptoms that I presented to my GP with. And it was through his curiosity and the curiosity of my gastroenterologist that I ended up having a colonoscopy that identified my primary tumour in my bowel.
Well, now, Sarah, and quite remarkable story, and I've followed with immense interest your Insta posts and story there, so well done. But is there a message for young people when it comes to their health, particularly bowel health? Do you have a fundamental message?
I do. So I feel now, given my experience, very passionate about people noticing what's going on in their bodies and replacing any fear that they have that comes with the uncertainty of a change in your body with curiosity in order to follow that up. And also, I'm really passionate about us starting to have different conversations together about bowel health. So I feel that as Australians, there is some taboo about poo.
Yes.
And I think it's really important that we start to shift that and start to talk about bowel health in the same way that we talk about diet and exercise, because it's absolutely pivotal that we start noticing, that we start sharing, that we start talking about it normally. And therefore, I think there might come of that a shift in behaviour that could really save lives.
Have you found amongst your friends that they've been willing to have this conversation, or has there been a stigma?
My friends are a lot, they work a lot in healthcare, so I do find that among my immediate circle, we do speak quite openly about bodies and about everything that happens to our bodies. But I think what I notice sort of more widely in the community is that there's a lot of silence and there's a lot of things that go unsaid. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because this is something that is a bodily function that happens to us every day, and it's a very normal thing until it becomes not normal. And then we need people to do something about it when they notice those changes.
Sarah, I also have followed you on Insta, and I recommend people do. Firstly, you have SCFOSTAH. SCFOSTAH is your Insta. And then there's Cells Behaving Badly. And on both of those platforms, you are so full of gratitude and so positive. It's just a very inspirational thing to follow your journey. How important is gratitude to you? It seems really vital.
Yeah, it has been really vital. I was absolutely gobsmacked to receive the diagnosis of incurable cancer, and stage 4 bowel cancer comes with the statistic that you have an 8% chance of surviving 5 years. So there is no doubt that I have a limited life expectancy, and that's been something to get my head around. I've found that gratitude plays a really big role in helping me live with my cancer, and also what I've found is just living a really values-led life has meant that I can face the uncertainty and the change that comes with this kind of diagnosis. I face a lot of medical complexity and change, but I've found that having connection, having love, and bringing a sense of fun and playfulness to my experience has just meant that I've been able to face things that are even to me quite unfathomable.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, you are such an inspiration. Brilliant. I really encourage people to follow you on Cells Behaving Badly. That's on Insta. And I also want to quote you, Sarah, know your body, replace fear with curiosity, and then be tenacious about following up anything that doesn't seem right. It's just so great to chat with you, Sarah. Also visit nevertooyoung.org.au for more information about bowel cancer in younger people. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, guys. All Thanks the best, for your Sarah. Time.
Yeah, you take care. Next up, Katrina Roundtree from Channel 9's Getaway joins us, plus more of your calls. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. Of course, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au. And there's a little Ask Gerald tab up there as well if you need to get through to him and ask a question. He's always there to answer your emails. But we welcome you to join the conversation. Barbara from Manly, good morning.
Good morning. I was appalled to hear that only 40% of those tests are returned.
Oh, the bowel cancer screening tests.
The bowel cancer tests. I have never received one because when they were introduced, I was already past what the cutoff age is, 74 or something. Mm-hmm. Now, I have every year or two, I go to the chemist, pay $15 and buy my own kit because it is so easy to do. I am aware of the importance of it. And my suggestion is that instead of all that money being wasted on the 60% who throw their kits away, that we make the kits free and we don't mail them. We just give a supply to the chemist and spend that money on education so that people will go to a chemist and pick up their free kit, and you'll only be reaching the people who are going to return them anyway.
I like this, Barbara.
It's a good rationale, Barbara. The difficulty is, isn't it, that there's not a lot of value placed on something which is free. That's the problem. And, you know,
that is true, but I can hear how Barbara is so angry at the waste of that. And why aren't you engaging with your health, this opportunity to make sure that you're healthy? Yeah. I can
understand. It's being handed to you. It's being mailed to you. Exactly. It doesn't get any easier.
So don't be complacent. Don't put it in a drawer. Make sure that you do it today if it's sitting around your house right now. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
Well, now, Katrina Roundtree has been the host of Channel 9's TV travel show Getaway for over 20 years. She's a farmer's wife, a mother of two boys, and she is still so fit and healthy despite this busy life. She joins us now. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you all?
Oh, we're really well. Katrina, how have you managed as one of Australia's most travelled women, isolating on a farm, not being able to travel?
I've gone stir crazy. I've gone completely stir crazy as somebody that loves to communicate, as somebody that loves, obviously, to travel. It's been really difficult. Do you know, I really miss my mum. My mum is in Sydney. I'm near Geelong in Victoria. Shame about the football last night, but anyway.
I'm with you.
It's been really difficult, and something that I've ended up doing, my husband has been very helpful in helping me with this project, but I've created the biggest vegetable garden. So you know how some people went and bought masses of loo paper?
Yes.
There was also another group of people that went to the hardware store and got masses of seedlings. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
was that you, Katrina?
I was one of those people. I have silver feet in all the colours of the rainbow.
Very nice. Oh,
what am I going to do with that?
Well, is there a little farmer's market that you're going to sell it at?
Well, wouldn't I love that, but none of our markets are open.
How have you been keeping healthy and active, I guess, given isolation?
In a sense, I've continued to do what I've always done. When I get up in the morning, I do my exercises first thing, just on my own, before my children
Well, I'd say annoy me. That's not a very nice thing to say, but it's not nice to say that. But I get about 10 minutes on my own, and I just try to rush out my faithful exercises and really just sticking to a plan, I suppose, of trying to be healthy, trying to eat well. Obviously, I take my vitamins. I pretty much take my vitamins throughout the day now, according to what my body needs. But I suppose a great saving grace has been online exercising. And if I can recommend to anybody, if they're interested, I joined up with the Australian Ballet.
Oh.
They do beginner classes.
How awesome.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that, but I could never actually get into town to go to a class. Well, who cares? Now all this stuff is online. So that's been quite wonderful for me, just to have a little bit of time on my own, and I just do it with the computer going. So that's been fantastic. And I think because we are blessed to live on a farm, I have a massive garden. And I'm sure for a lot of people listening who are into their gardening as well, we well know that gardening's actually pretty darn good for your health. It's
yes.
pretty good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I just every single day put myself into that.
Katrina, you mentioned vitamins there. If you're anything like me, you've got a handbag full of all the things you might need while you're on the go, which is
yes.
basically a mini pharmacy.
yes.
So what's your go-to as far as vitamin intake is concerned?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm going to go to the cupboard right now. I'm going to go to the cupboard while I talk to you and I'll let you know what I have. So basically, okay, I'm just going to be really honest with you. I was packing to go to Antarctica just before we went to lockdown.
Oh, goodness.
And that was obviously called off. And something that I did is I got my nails done before I went on a trip, and I got shellac on my nails.
Mm.
And it ruined my nails.
Yes.
Sorry to all the manicurists out there. It ruined my nails. But something that I do take is the collagen, hair, skin and nails. Beauty collagen.
Mm-hmm.
I can either take the powder or they have it in a gummy form as well. Now, that has been really fantastic to rebuild my nails. Can you hear me going through it?
Yes, I can. So the gummy bears obviously is a different way of taking your vitamins,
it's
which is
easier
and on the go, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. I also, a lot of people could possibly relate to having a challenging time with their sleep.
Mm.
And I find that the magnesium is wonderful. You can put magnesium in a bath at night. There are magnesium flakes. For me, I take the magnesium and calcium vitamin. Also, something that I take at the moment is the immune support, because I think everybody's just really cautious and trying to be careful to not catch a cold. And I also am passionate about the Restore Gut Formula. If you want a flat tummy, that's the one you take.
Oh, nice one. Well, you've got my attention there.
I was just going to let you know.
Yes.
I'm shaking. That might be too close to the phone. But my children are pretty good at taking their vitamins as well. And if you want to get your children going, the probiotic chalk balls are really, really fantastic. And then there's also Vitagummies, vitamin C for them as well.
Amazing.
It's really interesting. I've become almost like the chemist to family and friends as well. I never used to take vitamins, by the way. I'm pretty new to it, but I found my camera crew when I was going away on getaway trips, they basically said, if you go down, we all go down, because we work in such close proximity to each other. And for me, if I'm traveling, well, I can't come back next week. My health is everything. And so they were the ones that insisted I start taking the vitamins. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Katrina. It's always so lovely to catch up with you. That's Katrina Roundtree from Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummy Bears. Get yourself around those. Well, we have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness Plus. A to Z of Vitamins back with Austalin Infinite Vitamin D3 Drops. We'll speak with you next after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Tired of swallowing large tablets? Try Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies, a great tasting way to get your daily vitamin boost. Support your general health and well-being with Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies from Chemist Warehouse. It's the easy and enjoyable way to stay healthy. Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies range starts from $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and today we're talking Osterlin Kids Milk Calcium. Gerald, it seems an obvious question, but why is calcium and vitamin D3 so important for kids?
Calcium, Joe's all about strong bones and teeth. So we're talking about the bone mineralisation procedure, and D3 helps the absorption. That's why they're combined. Now, it's pretty obvious, but a lot of kids don't get dairy food and they don't get calcium sources. So here's a way, a simple way of supporting that whole process of building good muscles, good bones as children grow and develop. So we're talking here from about 7 months on. Very simple, made from real cow's milk, and it really is a brilliant product.
So do you find that it's hard to get dairy, sometimes milk, yes, into our kids?
Yes, definitely. And I find it's funny, they don't like it. I'm finding in the same way we hide vegetables, I'm finding we now hide dairy.
Yeah.
You know? It's which, like as a child, was never a problem. My mum would be like, here's the milk and you drank it.
Yes.
You know, whereas now they're like, oh, I don't want it, I don't like it.
And we do
like
this, Sal. We talked about this in our TV show today with Heinze, where he made an adult's version of this with an avocado mojito.
Yum. Mm.
Yes, so wonderful recipe during the TV show.
What, yum.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Osterlin, Australia's number one bone health brand. While I've got your GQ, there's an important message that you have there around our GPs.
Well, and hasn't it been reinforced, Joe and Sally, this morning so much? We've had Dr. Graham, who's given us the basics. We've had an amazing, inspiring story with Sarah. But underlying all of this is the need to now rejoin with your GP, because there's a theory now that people have been reluctant to visit their GP during the pandemic for fear of getting sick or overburdening the system.
Mm.
No, the system rolls on good assessments from your GP. So I usually say go and hug the pharmacist. Now it's time to share the love and hug the GP.
Well, that's not hug. We're not allowed to touch.
Socially distant elbow tapping.
I mean that in the most respectful way. Okay?
Absolutely. So reconnect with your GP and don't be fearful of that. We've had a very busy morning. Please do go to houseofwellness.com.au for that Ask Gerald tab if you haven't been able to get your calls on. But we do have time for Kate from Roeville. Good morning, Kate.
Hello, Kate.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
We're well. How can we help, Kate?
Firstly, I'd just like to admit that I've got that envelope in my drawer just
good.
By the side of my bed.
Okay.
The bowel screening test. Yes.
Good.
I don't know if you can discuss this on air, but what does the test actually involve? What's the procedure?
We can discuss it on air, Kate, and it's very, very simple. Now, the bravest thing you've got to do now is go to the drawer and open it up.
Yeah.
Spread it out on the bench beside the toilet. It's a very simple test, very simple. You don't have to start digging around in the toilet bowl. It's a matter of taking a scraping from the poo and popping it into a little tube and screwing the top down, and you do a couple, and then you send it off and wait for the result.
It really is quite an ingenious test.
Brilliant.
Because it's so simple.
It's
and it's, Kate, honestly, it's really not something to be frightened of.
So, and it's just a matter of just setting it out, Kate. Don't overcomplicate it. Very, very simple. But as we've seen this morning, it is so, so fundamentally important to what is a curable issue, provided
preventable.
You get onto it early. Preventable.
Preventable. Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. So, yes, do make sure you do that for your Sunday, Kate. There's
yes.
a little activity
yes.
for
that's,
you.
Yes, that's a Sunday evening activity.
It absolutely is. Sally and Gerald, as always, it's just been great to share this hour with you. It is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month in June, but it's also National Burns Awareness Month. So on House of Wellness TV today, we're catching up with Australian of the Year, Fiona Woods, who, of course, is the extraordinary doctor who
amazing
created
woman.
Spray-On Skin. She is amazing, so check that out. Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week. And, of course, check out houseofwellness.com.au for more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.